folks. And this is and this is one that we're doing on Monday. I'm also doing a Face Booze Live right along with it, on the smart device, so a bit far away from the microphones. All right. So, folks may have heard Wacky Welsing, Francis Cress Welsing, Gus T. Renegade, right? These names, these folks, these people. There we go. There go my goggles. All right. And so there are people that follow these folks, this Francis Cress Welsing, Gus T. Renegade, you know, Tariq Nasheed, Jason Black, all these black conservatives that we've riffed about before. And one of them that follows them is a stand-up comedian type cat, calls himself Ken Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm thinking about posting the screenshots of this shit and just, like, saying, like, you know, to my, you know, black women out there that think that some of the homegirls, some of the black feminist homegirls may be tripping or gone too far, give them a screenshot of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a random black man you don't know. He's just out there. And this shit just bugged me out, right? Because Cyntoia Brown, Fiends Cleater, quick synopsis.
Cyntoia Brown was a underage sex trafficking victim who killed one of her clients because she thought he was going to kill her. The prosecutor said, hey, even though you're a minor and technically, by legal definitions, a victim of sex trafficking, you're black, so fuck you, go to prison until you die.
All right, and that's where she was. But then folks had online petitions. You know, I mean, this one actually, like, that's why we didn't cover it much, because we were like, oh, shit, this one has attention. We can focus on other stories, you know, because the Cyntoia Brown story was rocking. People were actually involved in this one, and it got all the way up to, and this is Tennessee, right?
I believe so.
I can't imagine a Tennessee governor is a very progressive person.
Indeed.
But this shit got the motherfucker, what they call clemency. Off the top of your head, you know legal-fied stuff? What the heck is clemency?
Clemency is basically you get out, but you haven't been pardoned, so you don't have to serve the rest of your prison sentence, but the charge still stays on your record. So, like, she's still a felon and still, like, convicted of murder,
yeah.
but she doesn't have to serve the rest of the sentence.
Word. Word. All right, so that's what happened with Cyntoia Brown. So, this person who calls himself Ken Steele, a regular caller into Gus T. Renegade's The Cows program, The Context of White Supremacy, and I find these black conservatives interesting, and this is the post that he made 5 hours in this. We're recording this right now at 5:13 p.m. Monday, January 7th, 2019. Paul and I have glaucoma. All right, so this is what a follower of Francis Cress Welsing and Gus T. Renegade, this is their hot take.
Yes.
Murderer Cyntoia Brown released from prison while innocent, Mumia Abu Jamal stays in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, he didn't add that. On Twitter, he also tweets everything he puts on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Twitter, it also said, feeling disgusted.
Oh, he puts that in Facebook. You make that part, like,
oh,
it
at
makes
the top,
an
it's
emoji.
Put it on there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it says feeling utter disgust. And then he tags his other two profiles with it. And they have a thread. So, I mean, and this is Hotep Town. So, and I see Sam Sampson just tuned in. We're talking about a follower of Francis Cress Welsing and Gus T. Renegade and what they think of the Cyntoia Brown clemency. All right, and his response is, she's out as a murderer, and innocent Mumia Abu Jamal stays in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's see here. They have a thread.
Oh, great.
And remember, these are the black conservatives I'm talking about. Now, these people, everyone in this thread is not a content creator, but this is the kind of conversation going on in their world. They're Hoteps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nashima Yisrael.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ.
In all caps, with no punctuation, I'm with you on this one. And Shantez Jones said, what's her story? You ready for Ken Steele to break it down?
Can't wait.
Here we go. This is Ken Steele, black man. Is Satoya Brown black or Afro-Latina? I don't know.
She's light-skinned.
All right. So this black man talking about a black girl, mm-hmm. Ken Steele, follower of Francis Cress Welsing, quote, "She was turning tricks, found a sucker who fell asleep on her, blew his brains out, stole his car, smoked blunts while joyriding in his whip." There you go.
Okay.
A little different than your synopsis.
It was a little different. Yeah. Yeah.
Shantez Jones responds, "Ken Steele, so no rape involved?" And Ken Steele responds, "Shantez Jones, none. It was a fucking lie from the jump." What up?
Also, this is the same crowd that says that black people can't consent to having sex with white people because black people are children under white supremacy.
Yeah, but when you're a black fast.
Because by this logic, she was like doubly the child because she was literally a teenager and black. And this was a white man. So it's just interesting the consistency or lack thereof, as it were.
And so he says, "None. It was a lie from the fucking jump. These Me Too fuckers are running amok and are now letting fucking prostitutes get away with murder."
Ken Steele does porn. I can't get it out of my head, like, looking at this shit.
Porn, and he does fucking...
interracial porn.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Shantez Jones' response says, "Gotcha, the evil don't stop. Exhausting." Then Derek Smith comes in and says, "Yeah, fam, they put out that she was a victim of sex trafficking." And Demetrius Thompson, man, it gets better, doesn't it?
They didn't put it out. That's the fucking law. That's literally in the laws. That's not, they put that out.
Ah, these are black men and this is a black girl, therefore no.
Uh-huh.
Demetrius comes in and says... You ready for this one?
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
"She thick as fuck. Those are my thoughts." Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right. Now someone else comes in a little different. This is Mecca Marba, a cis black woman in this thread. And she said, "I really am neutral on this one. She was dead wrong for killing that guy." Okay, so you're neutral. She continues saying, "Should she have been sentenced to 50 years, though? I don't think so. She was 16 at the time and obviously had gone through some messed up stuff in her childhood to get to that point. The guy was under the assumption he had paid for consensual sex with an adult. He didn't deserve to lose his life. Still, I'm not gonna cry about getting her out now. Out now that she's in her 30s. Dudes shoot and kill other black people and get 5 to 10 years. She killed a white guy and they threw the book at her." Is she in her 30s now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she aged up that. Well, that's how black people age. Mm. Yeah, I didn't know she aged up. I actually thought that she was like 21 or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that was a very neutral stance.
Somebody else comes in, again, these are their names. Asante Sakili Afuraka. I'm pretty sure his name...
Your fucking name is Greg. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Yeah, shut up, Winthorpe. Ugh. Kill it, okay, Gunther, nigga. Gunther comes in and says, "Can't compare the two. Makes no sense." Keep in mind, the premise of this was...
Mumia's locked up and she's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody named Jesus Negus said, "Nigga, you smoking conscious crack." Which I think he's responding to Ken Steele. So now they have a micro thread. And Derek said, "So Mumia shouldn't be freed? So hit him with the straw man immediately."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Jesus Negus said, You stupid too. I never said that. And I do, and I don't have time for you bitter ass back to Africa motherfuckers. Just always a contrarian. Why would I want him to stay incarcerated? That's counterproductive to what I stand for. Why would I want any black person in jail? Why would I talk down on a kid who was neglected by drug addicted parents? Why it gotta be either or, fool? And Derek Smith said, okay, I will be whatever you say I am. So if you agree, if Mumia should be freed also, why the cocaine moniker was made? I don't understand that question.
Conscious crack?
Oh, okay. And Jesus Negus said, wow, you in the back of the class. You would have to be on hashtag crack to think Cynthia Brown deserves to be in prison. And then he put the shrugging shoulders McMoji.
Mm.
And Derek Smith said, in the back of the class is where you can read and study and study your other classes. I see you didn't do much reading while you was in school. Anyhow, what? I mentioned, I know, right? Because that's how you stay up on the class you're currently in. Got it, coach. He said, anyhow, I mentioned Mumia, not the female, based on your crack reference. Are you sure you don't smoke cocaine? And this, I'm gonna put up screenshots of this. Let's go back more in the main thread. So now Ken Steele's responding and saying, I remember them marketing this case with a bogus pimp name, a bogus black pimp name. In the original tale, she was just raped and she was being human trafficked. Such nonsense.
Again, by the legal definition, yeah, she was actually a victim of human trafficking.
And notice he's saying they were marketing.
Yeah.
Like, this was a story to be sold. Who made money off of it?
Yeah. Which also, like, that was some pretty shitty marketing if she still ended up in prison.
Yeah. But that's how much he fucking hates black women.
Mm.
Like, he sees a story of a child trafficking victim and calls it Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck is that Me Too? Me Too is about the workplace, nigga.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, yeah, because... And also, these niggas, they do anything to just disagree with who they consider to be feminists arbitrarily.
Right.
All right? Like, again, I've said this before months ago. The Cosby Show was not that fucking good. It was boring as fuck. I tried to watch a scene from it. It sucks. It's so boring. Family Matters is the shit.
Yeah.
And if it came out that Carl Winslow was raping the shit out of every damn body, I'd be like, fuck him in that show too.
Right.
But Jesus Christ, the Cosby Show was a shit show. Just like R. Kelly ain't that damn good, but y'all niggas went and played his shit to deliberately boost his, you know, whatever.
Yeah, his, like, views or whatever.
Yeah, that'll get ad revenue and whatnot. Deliberately did that just as a form of pushback. Not because the shit's that dope.
I also see nobody's talking about Kendrick Lamar with all that.
What up?
Because remember, like, they were trying to get R. Kelly's shit off, and that, what the fuck is that?
Spotify?
Yeah, but who's that other nigga?
Not Kendrick Lamar.
No, the dead one that was, like, raping his girlfriend and shit.
Oh, that, Extinction Level Whack Nigga.
That guy. Yeah, they were trying to take, that guy and R. Kelly stuff off Spotify, and Kendrick Lamar got a bunch of other, like, rappers together and was like, if you take their shit off, I'm taking my shit off, too. So they left R. Kelly's shit up. And, wait, like, Kendrick Lamar was, like, a big force behind that.
Fucking, so Kendrick Lamar did a fucking boycott for R. Kelly.
Yeah. On some goofy nigga shit was like, y'all only targeting black artists. Like, white artists do bullshit too. Why you not pulling their shit down? If you only gonna target black artists, then I'm gonna take my shit off your site.
See, now, and I'm telling, I don't know if I riffed about this on the program or just me and Phoenix sitting in the car talking, which we should start recording. Tariq Nasheed is a hell of a damn fundraiser. Jason Black, hell of a damn fundraiser. Gus T. Renegade has a good revenue stream coming in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these niggas have white collar jobs. Their followers have white collar jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Steele makes a decent coin. He's a personal trainer, stand up comedian, mm-hmm. does porn with white women. These niggas could fundraise and make an outlet to cover these stories about these white rapists that they're so concerned with. They could probably come up with some sort of class. They could get the white victims of these white rapists and get class action lawsuits together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they really care. They're so concerned with Harvey Weinstein. What up?
But they also are like, well, we're going to talk about black boys. Oh, shoot. That is my cue. I think the tow truck is here.
Okay. Beast Leaders out. Episode was tying off anyway. But yeah, they could fundraise and come together and make that happen, couldn't they? But they don't care. Harvey Weinstein is just George Soros for conservative black male rape apologists like Tariq Nasheed, Gus T. Renegade, and Ken Steele. All right. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please, motherfucker, be as safe as possible wherever you are.